With all the pressures on remote monitoring and management solutions, let's have a conversation about the types of management and what security might mean. An interview with Jason Detbarn, CEO of Adigy Technology. This is the Business of Tech. Obviously, talking to anybody who's in the RMM management space is interesting for me right now. But I want to take a quick moment and tell me a little bit about the Apple view of the market and the Apple space. Because oftentimes when we think about these products, we always talk about kind of ones that have been the Windows side for a long time. But there's other ecosystems. Tell me a little bit about what's going on in like on the Apple side of things.
Yeah, I mean, the Apple device management business has been in BYOD, I think has been the way most people have absorbed it over the last few years. But in the last two or three years, it's blown up. Every organization from every enterprise to SMB has a good number of Macs. And typically for our MSP partners, they're usually the check writers. They're the ones in the boardroom. And we need to make sure that they're being managed as best as possible. There's a lot of growth within the Apple space, especially with the latest Apple M1 systems that are out there.
And my understanding is, and we're both engineers by background, so we can take a little bit of that tack to it. My understanding is the Apple approach is very different from the Windows approach in terms of the way devices are managed. That Apple is far more focused on what I would term configuration and policy management enforcement than what Windows does, which is more like automation control and execution. Is my perception right? And tell me a little bit more about that.
You are spot on. So like this is the first interview where anybody's asked me that particular question itself. When we go back in time when Adigy started, the only way you could manage a Mac was you had to have an agent on the device and you had to manage it through that mechanism, which gave you a pretty open palette for how you want to do things. And for us, it was about configuring the device and delivering a service. But 2 years ago, Apple said, if you're going to have full control of this device, you have it enrolled in an MDM. i.e. mobile device management. Well, every MDM that was built at that time was designed for a phone, not for a computer, for the workhorse of an organization. So it's that culmination where every MDM you're going to look at is about configuring the device, and that's one leg of that stool, but it's about delivering the best experience for the end user, the best security, making sure the system is always in compliance. That's what we really focus on.
Okay. And it's that architectural difference, which is it's more a choice, right? Because my thinking on this is particularly if I'm thinking about this from an Apple perspective, and by the way, I'm a Mac user myself, right? So if I think about it from the Apple, the Mac OS was managed via an agent style approach. Apple, being Apple, put a sledgehammer down and said, no, you're going to switch this style and move to a configuration approach. But those are all engineering decisions that theoretically would also be paralleled over on the Windows side if so chosen. Correct?
Correct. But we're not focusing on the Windows at all. I mean, but that's something that you're seeing with Windows Autopilot with Intune and being able to provide that automated out-of-the-box provisioning, which is very similar in Apple's MDM style. So it's the same sort of piece that it's being brought over to the Windows side. The thing that's been lacking on the Apple side is identity. Remember, they still have that consumerized view that the end user logs in with their own credentials and they approve software to run or not run. That's where you really need an MDM. If you want security software to run, then you need an MDM to not only deploy, but bless it to do its job on the device. Otherwise, the user has the full control over if that software is going to let it do its job or not.
Okay, gotcha. Now you brought it up but you brought it up now. I want to ask. So Intune, I'm super intrigued with that approach. How do you think of them? Competitor, complementary, co-opetition? Like, how do they fit into your ecosystem?
Absolutely complementary. We work a lot with them. And it's actually about trying to find ways in a partnership perspective that we can completely align there. We're not fully there yet on a technical perspective, but you know, their Apple MDM that they have really only has a handful of operations it can perform. It can't do patching. You can't deploy software directly onto the machine. There's a lot of gaps there. And they're going to be very, very focused on the Windows stack itself. So we believe it's highly, highly complementary.
Okay, that makes sense. So one of the things that I, everyone knows from me, I've been very critical of this technology space recently because of the fact that I think it's become a vector of attack more than a management tool. Now, some of my thinking also is that by switching to a configuration approach actually minimizes that, because rather than running code, you're enforcing configuration, which are different risk levels. Tell me what your take on the risk of a being an attack vector of a product like an RMM, and particularly you can think about your own one in this context. What's your take on being an attack vector now?
I mean, I think there's a few approaches to that overall. You're exactly right. When there's more demand, everybody, Forrester's paper just came out a couple weeks ago, right? And they really gleaned on the security of a Mac. And I think a lot of that is branding, where there's just not been a tremendous amount of devices out there. Apple does a very, very good job of trying to stay on top of security with the Mac itself, but they obviously are distracted from the end user and that identity access management of the device. My point is that it really comes down to having the ability to move as a cloud vendor. If we have a problem at a security level, we can address that very quickly as a cloud perspective. We maintain the identity access management for the end user, and you build those layers of controls at a multi-tenant level. I completely hear what you're saying, and it's only going to get more challenging on the Apple side, but at an engineering perspective with MDM, there is absolutely no way to provide any security and management without doing MDM itself. And then you really need to go above and beyond that, because you got to make sure the system's always in compliance and stays in compliance.
So my working theory is that a configuration-based approach to management, meaning enforcing a set of policies as a minimum, versus kind of trying to protect every endpoint, is the strategy we need to be moving to as management companies, because it's the only way to get to kind of zero trust where we're not an attack vector. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're absolutely okay. Right. And then that's the thing that, so on the internal IT side of the house on Windows, everybody from the Windows NT days, it's about the user itself. When they sit down in front of any computer, only once they've logged in, they get what they need on that machine, period, right? That's been great. On the MSP side of Windows, we actually just focused on the device itself, right? It was all about the device. And that's actually kind of where Apple's at in a way, which is a problem, which is I can configure the device. I don't know who's on it. For example, if you take the serial number off a computer, you can put that into a VM and provision that configuration management without anything as far as security for the system itself. It's serial number spoofing. It's not very good. We need to make sure that you put a computer out of the shrink wrap in front of an end user. Yes, every MDM can do zero touch, but can they ensure that when that user logs in, they're going to get just what they need to be doing, because they're in an engineering department or finance department. And if they switch roles, if they move out of the organization, it's about focusing on the user and how that ties to the device itself, what they need. So okay. I completely agree. So
I love that. So one of the things that I thought that many of these, you said this, is the approach had been endpoint management without representing the user. I think one of the things I've advocated for is that we need to have users within, like the concept of a user within these management platforms. Okay, so let's extend that one step further then. How does cloud services fit into your vision of management? Because again, we're still talking kind of device level here, but now we know that there's this other component that we have to manage, which used to be like an email server was a device. Now it's not. Now it's a set of services. How do services fit into your vision of management?
It's collective. So like we're a Google organization. Our IDP for anything we buy and use has to tie into Google with MFA. That is the base. Like we have to have that. If not, it doesn't fit into our IT organization. And I think that's how most larger internal IT organizations roll. And as we, back in the early days with you, Dave, as I came from CA, and these tools became more commoditized in being able to deliver that power without the complexity. I think we're going to see this on the SMB side. We've got to provide SMBs that capability, so all their cloud utilities have that IDP. And then the vendors that they choose also tie in properly to those organizations. So let's use your zero trust scenario. You know, IT has owned the credential side of the house. One thing I've always looked at in the future is it's really HR, right? HR is all that matters. So we can see in the future, you know, whether it be Bamboo HR, that's like a customer of ours, or Workday or others, you sit in front of a computer, you don't have a password yet. We identify and validate that you are who you say you are with something better than a password and MFA. That seeds the entire organization, your access to all your tools. You know, and your status at an HR level is what dictates everything. You know, that's kind of, but IT's own that because that was, HR didn't have the infrastructure. But it takes a lot of time for these changes to move through organizations, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I think what we're seeing is that move is happening really fast because of the, you know, because of the push to the cloud and because of the move of it. You know, I know on the show, I harp constantly about, oh, be in the business value. Your statement of, well, that moved from IT to HR is that it's moved from a technical component to a business function. For those listeners, like, that's what I mean, is that you need to be over on the business side of this because this is an HR function.
Exactly. And the vendors like us, like, I was in the on-premise side of the house at CA, Kaseya, et cetera. You're managing 10 different versions of software out there over years. You cannot be as quick to deploy security-based enhancements. I look back, you got to be able to do it at a cloud perspective. Even as a founder, I understand how my customers are using my product, how we can make it better, where there's problems. It's extraordinarily important to have that and be able to tie into the right tools within the organization.
So I'm going to give you one sort of last bit of scenario, and we're going to poke at it because I want to get your thinking on this. So I'm working on kind of a lot of thinking around, you know, what the SMB of the future looks like a little bit, and or even the SMB of the now. One of my most popular pieces on my YouTube channel is a piece called "If I Was Starting an MSP Today." The obvious corollary that I'm thinking about is if I'm starting an SMB today, and if we're starting an SMB today, and I know I've started one recently, you've also been involved in, like, you check the checkboxes for cloud service after cloud service after cloud service, right? Like, I just, my accounting's in the cloud, my commerce system's in the cloud, my line of business is in the cloud, like everything, check. That seems like a very modern approach. And then we have this whole space of digital transformation, which is trying to get people that are around a while to look like that. But my take here is that this whole, the management of those systems focused on the SMB has taken a long time to even get traction. What's your take on that statement? Am I right? And why is it being held up? Why have we not moved toward that at the speed I think we would want?
I mean, I have a very minimal, it's not very provocative. It's just, it's people in general, like, you know, I think you've probably predicted, everybody's predicted that the iPad was going to take out the Mac or some, you know, the Surfaces and everything else. And that there's inevitability to those things, at least as being a central hub for your computing experience. But we're slow to change as end users and especially as operations teams. But at the end of the day, you know, HR is never going to fully own the keys to the castle, right? They're going to have the systems in place and manage it, but IT will still own it. And I think that's the major difference is people are a disruptive factor where change is hard.
Last question then, and I'm going to give you the opportunity. Like, so you're in this space that is getting newfound attention, right? so I'm going to give, and the community at large being both customers and IT providers. If I were to hand you, I always keep this magic wand on my desk. And if I hand you the magic wand and I say, you can wave it on those that are using your technology and you want them to do one thing differently, what would that want be?
That's an interesting one. I think it starts with a couple of Apple tools in general. And then I'm going to talk about one thing that I think I know that we may see some not so eye to eye on. But I'm going to touch on it anyway. All right. So the first part is using Apple Business Manager and identity tools. So Apple Business Manager gives you that ability to provision that device out of the box. It provides the highest level of security. And more so, if you have a problem with a device, you can literally hit a button, wipe it, and rebuild it. And most of our our customers use it, but they've got to get their own end users on board with it and enrolled. So that's key number one. It's not a huge aspect of it. The next piece is automation. And this is that topic that I know is probably a little interesting. But the way I look at it is it back to sort of the earlier days of Adagy itself. We took a DevOps approach of doing things, and administrators themselves, they want to get things fixed and get them done. But if we take that engineering approach that a lot of organizations do with DevOps, which is, with Netflix, they have a utility called Monkey that they run randomly to take down infrastructure. They got to be able to set that infrastructure back up turnkey. We want to be able to make sure that there is that level of automation that ensures that things get provisioned the right way, but also the repetitive remedial tasks that people are doing on a constant basis. I think it's really important to look at automation not as a flip of a switch, because that's impossible, but as a culture of trying to, drive more speed with what you do things. And it doesn't have to actually be completely solving the problem. A lot of times, we're the only monitoring remediation-based tool within the Apple space. And if we have a problem on a machine, maybe we can't fully fix it. But if I take a snapshot of the disk and take a look at the processes running, and that's logged in a ticket that I look at 4 or 6 a day later, I've got all this relevant information I can use. And maybe I can evolve my automation, and we can get certain aspects better for the end user's experience and for the scalability of the MSP.
So I don't disagree with you, but I will tell you that would be a really hard wish to give to the genie. So that's a tough one for the genie to cast.
Yeah, little by little. I know it's a hard thing, but when you have a culture on a team where they can chip away at that over time, it really changes the way you deliver IT.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.